America's small businesses have always been the driving force in job creation, and their growth has been a foundation for the American economy. As people lost their jobs with larger companies over the past few years, many realized that their skills were still theirs and launched their own business in some cases. While knowing what to do in business is an obvious fact and necessity, how to do it leaves some people guessing. One of those guesses is promotion. My next guest is here with the details about small businesses who entered a competition for the ultimate promotion. And what you can learn from all of their stories, it's called Small Business Big Game. He is the original winner of Donald Trump's The Apprentice, successful entrepreneur, best-selling author whose books include You're Hired, How to Succeed in Business and Life, and I Do Now Well with his wife, Julianne. We say good morning to Bill Ransom. Good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning, Chris. I appreciate you having me on.
Good to have you here. SmallBusinessBigGame.com is where you learn about the businesses and competitions. BillRancic.com is everything else in Bill's life. And give us a rundown about what this competition entailed and what were the businesses that got into this opportunity.
Well, it's really one of the biggest competitions for small business out there. We're giving away that fully paid, fully produced commercial that's going to run during the biggest football game of the year. And we had tens of thousands of people apply. And then everyone at QuickBooks got on board. We let America vote. And we're now down to the final three. We've got a company based in upstate New York called Death Wish Coffee. And it's a young man who put his life savings on the line and created the world's strongest coffee. And he's making it happen one day at a time, and he has an opportunity of a lifetime. Then we've got another company. They're based in Buffalo, New York, and it's a five and dime. It's one of the oldest five and dimes still left in America. It's called Vidler's. They're a third-generational, family-run business, and you can buy anything under the sun. And then we've got a apparel company called Chubby's Apparel, and it's four guys that met in the dorms at college. And they started this apparel company, and they're doing real well with it.
Look at these three businesses. First one that caught my attention was Vidler's 5 and 10, which I think they offer a great lesson for anyone in business, because here's a concept which pretty much everyone in business thought was dead and buried, and they found a way to modernize it and keep it alive.
Yeah, I mean, I think their key to their success is that they're agile. You know, they've adapted, they've reacted, they've started an online component to their 5 and 10. And, you know, America voted for them because I think there's some nostalgia there, you know. It's where you went when you were a kid. And it's a place where you can go now and buy virtually anything and everything. And that's, you know, that's what we used to have, you know, when we were kids.
Absolutely. And Death Wish Coffee Company, they're an idea where the concept of the belief is diversification is the need for survival. If you can concentrate on a product where you know there's a demand, you too can succeed.
That's right. He saw a need in the marketplace, and he said, you know what, I'm going to create the world's strongest coffee. And lo and behold, he did it. And, you know, he literally took everything he had. He moved back home with his mom at the age of 30. You know, he's living in the back of her house at the age of 30 to start this business. And, you know, he's having a lot of success with it.
And there's a lesson for mom, too. Always support the kid when they got a good idea,
oh,
too.
Oh, absolutely.
And we won't even get into Chubby's shorts. I mean, the name alone gives you a whole bunch of material to work with. But
sure does.
As far
sure
as
does.
The, you know, with to be able to stand out in the apparel industry, that's a major accomplishment.
Well, they're a couple of real bright guys. They're manufacturing all their apparel in America, which is great. And they created this company to make these shorts that pay homage to the shorts that their dads wore when they were kids, these short shorts, and people are loving it. They're experiencing a tremendous amount of success, high-quality products, and really I'm thrilled that these guys are in the final three.
Bill Ransick about Small Business Big Game competition for small businesses, smallbusinessbiggame.com, BillRancic.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. So we got whittled down to these final three. What's the process going to be for the winner? And by the way, the two runners-up get a nice chunk of change and some local advertising, too.
Yeah, that's right. So we're down to three. The two that don't make it to the big game are each going to get $25,000 in a local ad in their area. But ultimately, the decision will be made or announced this January, and then we're going to see that commercial run on February 7th. So I applaud the folks at Intuit QuickBooks for doing this because they are truly celebrating small business and they're fueling the success of small business, and that's really the essence of this competition.
And I've talked with people who run job centers, and with the downturn, the collapse of bigger businesses, there are a lot of people who are realizing, okay, the place for me to do what I can do is gone, but my ability to do what I do is still here. And they are, like I said in the introduction, a lot of this has really brought about an entrepreneurial spirit for a lot of people.
It sure has. No, it's inspired a lot of people. And I got to travel around the country with this campaign, meeting hundreds of small business owners. And it's great to see that the American dream is really alive and well and coming back. So I'm thrilled to be a part of it. And I'm excited to see who's going to win this thing.
Absolutely. So follow this at smallbusinessbiggame.com. 30 seconds. I can ask real fast, because you were there at the start of the show, watching what Donald Trump is doing right now. Is any of this a surprise to you?
Well, you know what? I know him pretty well, and I've known him for the last almost 12 years. And I will say, you know, he's a winner. I can tell you this. He knows how to hire good people. He hired me. and I think if he's president, he's going to have one heck of a cabinet, and they're going to make good deals for our country.
SmallBusinessBigGame.com, BillRancic.com. Bill's book, You're Hired, How to Succeed in Business and Life, and with his wife, Juliana, I Do Now What. Bill, thanks for bringing attention to Foundation of America. Thanks for being here this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.